Exactly 100 years ago, in 1918, the USS George Washington left the New York Harbor and was crossing the Atlantic Ocean for France, bringing fresh troops to the battlefront at the very end of World War I. But on this particular voyage, the USS George Washington was carrying a very special passenger. On board was the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America, President Woodrow Wilson. He was going to Paris to begin talks that would eventually lead to the end of the war. Now, having the president on board the ship would make any captain a little nervous. But the captain was especially nervous on this voyage because the waters of the North Atlantic were filled not with icebergs, but with hidden German U-boats. So the captain gave the order that no lights were to be seen above the waterline during the nighttime hours. A single light would pierce the darkness at sea for over 10 miles, alerting the enemy to their presence. One night, a lowly sailor by the name of Byron Bickle, who was on sentry duty that night, noticed a man walking on deck. It was the commander in chief. President Wilson, unable to sleep, was walking on deck. As was his custom, he reached for a cigar from his coat pocket and struck a match, igniting a bright red glow at the end of that cigar. Sailor Byron Bickle approached the president and, recalling his orders, said, "Sir, throw that cigar overboard." A startled President Wilson responded, "Excuse me? Sir, throw that cigar overboard," repeated Bickle. And after a very long pause, the president tossed his cigar into the ocean. This was probably the last time in history that an enlisted man gave orders to the commander-in-chief. But sailor Byron Bickle knew that a single light could pierce the darkness of the night, even the bright red glow at the end of the president's cigar. A single light can pierce the darkness of the night. And that's what happened tonight at the beginning of our Easter vigil. We began in absolute total darkness, but then the light of Christ destroyed the darkness of the night. That's what Father Luis sang for us so beautifully in the Exultet. "Therefore, O Lord, we pray that this candle, hallowed to the honor of your name, may persevere undimmed to overcome the darkness of this night." We know that throughout the world tonight, several of our friends will be baptized. And in just a few moments, our friend here at St. Francis, Luis, will be baptized. Their souls at this moment are in total darkness, but soon will be enlightened by Christ. In the early church, the Christians called baptism the sacrament of enlightenment. And this is what we will say after Luis's baptism, when we hand him a candle and we will say, "You have been enlightened by Christ. Keep the flame of faith alive in your heart." For all of those of you who have been baptized, for all of those of you who have been confirmed as Catholics or will be confirmed and received into full communion with the Catholic Church tonight, I beg you, do not extinguish the light of Christ. Keep that flame of faith burning inside your soul. Don't throw the light of your faith overboard. As our Lord said in his Sermon on the Mount, let the light of your faith shine so that people can see your good works and glorify our Heavenly Father. Oh, we so need you to shine with the radiance of Christ in our dark world. We so need you to shine brightly. One single light can pierce the darkness. Don't throw the light of Christ overboard. There's no need to be afraid, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Alleluia.